This is a summary shiur of Simen Ein Vov, see Vov. Hoya lefonov me'at tzoyev, there was a little bit of tzoyev before him. Yochel levatlo b'roik, he can be mevatelit with roik, with spit. Shiyorik bo, he should spit on it. Ve'yikro, and he should then say shema kenegdo, before it. So if you spit, it's mevatel the tzoyev. Vehu, and this is shiur roik ove, the spit needs to be fairly thick. It has to be, it can't be completely liquid. Veina bitl moil, the bitl only helps, el lefisho, temporarily. Avol im lo yikro miyad, veroik nimoyach v'yivla bo, but if it doesn't say shema immediately, and the spit gets absorbed, loy betela, it's not bottled. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Kotten Chof, me'at tzoya filu kol tzoya, even a little bit of tzoya. Ki ein shir le'iso tzoya. There is no shir, there's no measure with regards to iso tzoya, even a little bit is also. And there is no shir, there's no volume, there's no size, it's all a little bit is also. And then comes the Mishnah Berurah and brings the Rebbe Kveiga, Kosa Bechidush Rebbe Kveiga, B'shem HaNazir Shimshin. The ein tzoyach lahachik me'ma she'odom meki. If somebody vomits, then a person does not have to distance himself. Vomit itself is not like tzoya, and you don't have to distance yourself. However, the Dir Sho'oris number 26 says that the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere says that if there is reyoch rav, this bad odor emerging, then a person does have to distance himself. But otherwise, if there's no smell, then Mishnah Berurah points out here, in the name of Rebbe Kveiga, a person does not have to distance himself. Siv Zayin. Sofek im tzoya baboyis. If there is a doubt as to whether there is tzoya in the house. And one doesn't know. So mutalikrois, you are allowed to say Shema. You don't have to assume that there is tzoya in a house. In a civilized society, you don't have to assume that there is tzoya in the house. The cheskas bais she'ein bo tzoya is a chazoka, that a normal house has got no tzoya. And you can just recite Shema, without assuming that there's tzoya. Sofek im tzoya ba'ashpa, if you've got tzoya, if you're near ashpa, and that is referring to a place where all the tzoya is gathered and collected, and also dustbin and rubbish is collected. So if you're suffering, you're not sure if there's actually tzoya in there, then also you're not allowed to say Shema, b'shum techeskas ashpa sheish bo tzoya. There's normally an assumption that in ashpa there is tzoya. Aval sofek mireglayim, but if with regards to mireglayim, urine, if you're not sure if there is mireglayim, afilu be'ashpa mut, even in ashpa is permitted. Mishum deloy also teira, the teira did not ask likrois keneg mireglayim, elo keneg damut shel kiluach. So the Shulchan Aruch says that with regards to mireglayim, there's a difference as to whether it's actually is coming out from the body. Whilst it's coming out from the body, that's midor reisa. The kiluach, when it's actually exiting a person's body, that is when mereglaim is midor reise, is min haTorah, is biblical. However, once it's left a person's body, and it's on the floor or wherever, that is then only midor rabbonon. Therefore, if you are in doubt as to whether there is mereglaim somewhere, it's a sofek, but it's only a sofek midor rabbonon, because it's left a person's body already. And with regards to mereglaim, so it's only midor rabbonon. So sofek derabbonon lekula. Once it's left a person's body, it's only mit rabbonon. With feikon and with regards to doubts, loy gozu chachomim were not goyze. So just to recap this very important shulchan aruch. Sofek, if you are in doubt as to whether there is tzoya. So then the halacha is, in a normal civilized place, we're assuming there is no tzoya, you can say shema. What about if there is, you're near a dustbin or rubbish, where there is a certain likelihood that there is tzoya, there you have to say Cheskas Ashpo Sheish Betzoya, is a chazoka that is likely to have tzoya there, and therefore it's going to be also to say recite Shema there and any dvorim shebekdusha. With regards to mereglaim, it's different. If you have to assume there is mereglaim there, it's still a sofek derabonon, and sofek derabonon lekula. Why is it only sofek derabonon? Because it's left your body already. Once it's left a person's body, it's only mederabonon. Now, what does that mean with the halacha lemaisa with regards to our contemporary houses? What about if you have got a little child? It's a completely civilized house. and you're hopefully there's no tzoya flying around. But is there, if you've got babies around, does the halacha change or not? So very, very importantly, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Chof Gimel says, Sifkot and Chof Gimel, the Cheskas Ba'ez, V'imotze Shem Ktanim, if there is Ktanim, Tzorich Liv Doik, you have to do a bdika, you have to check. So the halacha is that Ktanim make the Cheskas Ba'ez into Chazok, there might be tzoya there. If you've got children, if you've got nappies, and we're going to be learning later on in the later siman from what age the tzoya is considered a tzoya. But once they reach a certain age, then we have to assume that then if they're around, so even if the house is a very clean house, but once you've got ktanim, you've got children around, you have to be boydik. So in other words, if you're about to say kiddush and or any other bracha, and you have to and you want to know as to whether you can or you can't. So if there's ktanim, you actually have to check if there's any reason to assume that there may be tzoya. So you have to, it's a chlipduk, you have to check. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sofek, as the Mishnah Berurah says, imotzei shem ktanim, tzorich chlipduk. Now, importantly as well, the Mishnah Berurah in Chof Beis reminds us that this is all with regards to tzeias of humans. Animals, lehavdil, is discussed later on, and the halach is different. That will be discussed in the later siman. Sif Ches. Kora b'mokim sheroi le'stapik b'tzoya. If you did say Shema in a place where you have to assume that actually there may be tzoya around, and you did find afterwards tzoya, so you have to say Shema again. So if you did wrong, you said Shema in a place where you should have assumed that there is tzoya, and after it turned out there was tzoya there, you actually were not yoytze Shema, you have to say it again. But if he said Shema in a place that you did right in assuming that there's no tzoya, in a civilized room, and afterwards it did turn out there was tzoya around, you don't have to say over again because you did nothing wrong. Mereglein, with regards to mereglein, urine afilu matzon b'mokem, even if found in a place shiroi leistapik, that you should have really known better, that there could have been a chazoka that is urine around, but you nevertheless actually said Shema. Then the loch is enzoch l'achzav likros, you don't have to go over and say Shema again. Why is that? Because we learned earlier that this is a sofik d'rabbanon, and once the merglaim has exited your body, it's only d'rabbanon, and therefore b'di'evet, even if there was a chazoka that there should be merglaim around, and you did say Shema b'di'evet, you're still yotze. The Bir Halacha points out that it's a machlokes as to whether it's the Ra'is or the Rabbonon, and he speaks about a prison, and he says that if the person is in a place that you have to assume that there is actually Meraglaim there, not necessarily Meraglaim, if it's any place that you have to assume that there is. Right, so in other words, he asks, what about a person who is in prison or in any other place that is particularly dirty? What are you meant to do? You know that it's probably a mokim, the hezek chazoka, that is dirty. What are you meant to do? So the Bi Halacha says that you have no choice. You can't say Shema. Fafopi mokim ha-metunav, af she'ef shalot lotzeis misham, kagoyin shechobosh b'veis ha'asurin, Bi Halacha says, in a prison, v'chiyotze b'zen tzimla, lechatchil emutav loy, shlo yispar klal, don't say Shema there, don't daven there, do over b'zeh al-issu d'raisa, you're going to be over on issu d'raisa. And therefore, there is no choice, and you take it, you don't say Shema, because it's a chazoka, that it's a mokim that has tzoya, and therefore, you do not say Shema. And if you were to say Shema, you actually would have to say it again, because you're really not yotze.